Scores of Palestinians and international activists walked away from Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity today, ending a five-week standoff at one of Christianity's holiest sites. The Israeli army exiled 13 of the most wanted Palestinian fighters to Cyprus, where they'll wait for word on which European countries will take them. 26 others were transferred to the Gaza Strip, where they received a raucous welcome and vowed to keep fighting the Israelis. NPR's Peter Kenyon was at the Eretz border checkpoint when the men came across.
One of the first men to cross back into Palestinian territory was Tunzi militia member Mazen Tahir Hussein. He said none of the 26 men has ever lived in Gaza. All were from the West Bank. He also spoke of rough treatment at the hands of Israeli soldiers transferring them from Bethlehem to Gaza. While they were moving us, he said, the soldiers were hitting us on the head and body. I think one man had his arm broken. The Israeli army considers these men killers and wanted to see them behind bars. Instead, they were treated as conquering heroes. As they moved through Gaza City in a chaotic convoy of horns and sirens, people chanted and raised V for victory signs as the men waved out the windows of their bus. When they reached the beachside hotel selected for their first night in Gaza, some of the gunmen brandished an M16 out the bus window for the cheering crowd. A number of the gunmen said there had been serious unhappiness about the agreement that condemned the Palestinians to exile. Nader Abdel Aziz said his pregnant wife and two sons are still in the West Bank, and he doesn't know when he'll see them again.
He said that we are in isolated for 40 days, and our president was also isolated, and the Arab people not doing anything. And this decision to exile us to Gaza was very difficult for us.
But now that they're here, these gunmen say they have no intention of giving up the fight. This Islamic Jihad member says it's simple.
Yeah. I fight in Bethlehem and I fight here.
Many Gazans believe the fighters will soon get the chance to make good on their promise. Israeli tanks are massing not far from here, and residents of the refugee camps are busy preparing for a full-scale battle. In the market at the Al-Nusrat refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip, the shoppers are hoping the violence won't be too bad, but they fear the worst. 66-year-old Mohammed says recent events are stirring memories of when he was a 12-year-old and the Israeli troops swept into his town north of Gaza during the 1948 war.
He says, I remember that there is no whip to us, even simple weapon, and the Israelis come and enter and began to shooting us, then we escape and we are refugees since the 48.
Down one of the narrow alleys in the camp, a Palestinian fighter named Raed displays one of the weapons now in use, although it could hardly be called modern. It's a vintage Russian automatic weapon, capable of firing 250 rounds. Raed is 26. His gun is only 2 years younger than he is. He's a student with 2 years completed toward his law degree, but these days he's a full-time Palestinian fighter. He says like the Jenin camp in the West Bank, the refugee camps in Gaza are filled with young men ready to die defending what little land they have left.
The resistance here prepared themselves in a good way, and they will teach the Israel army a good lesson here.
Israeli officials say they don't want this land. They want the Palestinian shooting and bombing attacks to stop. Few people here see how another military incursion will accomplish that. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, in the Gaza Strip.